Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. Right now, I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Tom Brekka, and we're going to talk about the latest in the David DeLeiden case. David DeLeiden, as you recall, is that young man who made that series of investigative journalistic reports on Planned Parenthood, alleging that they are trafficking in baby body parts, and he's in trouble legally. Thomas More Society, based in Chicago, is coming to his aid. Tom Brekka is the founder and the director of the Thomas More Society, and we're going to get the latest on the David DeLeiden case. Tom, welcome back to Vocal Point. So good to have you again, sir.
Well, nice to be with you again, Jerry.
Okay, so what is going on with David DeLeiden?
Well, it's a proliferation of lawsuits, Jerry. The disclosures, of course, of his undercover videos caused just a firestorm. A lot of controversy about Planned Parenthood and, you know, the sale of body parts, which is really something that's very difficult to talk about. It's just such a sensitive, obnoxious topic, like body snatching. It's just awful. And, you know, Planned Parenthood has fought back. The division over the abortion issue has never been more intense. And, you know, the other side has taken action. Both Planned Parenthood and the National Abortion Federation, the trade industry group for abortion providers, both filed lawsuits in San Francisco under the, believe it or not, the racketeering law, the federal RICO law is the acronym. We're out there defending him in both of those cases. And then, my goodness, they indicted him in Texas, in Houston, Texas, even though the grand jury was convened to investigate Planned Parenthood. So that was quite of a flip-flop. We've retained very able Texas counsel, and we're down there as well backing them up, and we've just moved to quash the indictments down there. And they seem rather contrived. The claim is that they were intending to buy body parts, and of course they were doing nothing of the sort. They were intending to publicize this terrible, obnoxious trade.
All right, so let's clarify this. David was charged that as if he allegedly wanted to buy body parts, he was only doing so as an actor posing for his video films. Of course, they didn't realize they were being videotaped, and I guess that's part of the rub against David and his whole group. But the bottom line is that he had no intention of trafficking in these baby body parts. He was exposing what Planned Parenthood allegedly is doing or has been doing all along, and so they're so upset at him about that.
Absolutely, Jerry. It's just to say it is to answer it, really. He was an undercover investigator. He certainly wasn't intending anything of the sort. He was intending to bring them to justice, to let the world see that there were hidden crimes being committed here, that otherwise, without the undercover investigation, they wouldn't have turned up. And it's a tradition in this country of undercover investigating, going back to Upton Sinclair and the Muckrakers.
Yeah.
You know, when certain things are hidden, there's only, you can't go in there openly and say, I'm here to find out if you're doing something wrong. They wouldn't have let Upton Sinclair's characters, who were based on real events, go into the meatpacking plants back then. And similarly, he would never have been in the back rooms of the abortion providers looking at this. This is stuff really you couldn't imagine. And there's much I can't disclose because we're under some gag orders.
Mm.
Some of these videos have never seen the light of day publicly, and all I can tell you is where we're appealing that gag order in the federal appellate court, one below the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wow.
We just filed a huge brief yesterday, and I think these videos, this is what's called a prior restraint on speech. It's totally disfavored in law, and I think the gag order, I think we're going to be successful, be lifted, and you and your listeners will see what I'm talking about, just stuff that's worse than what we've already seen.
So there was initially the release of the 10 or 11 or whatever it was videos that we're all seeing on the, you know, and people can see this, by the way, at the Center for Medical Progress, CMP.org, OperationRescue.org. Troy Newman was advising David in this whole process, and we've interviewed Troy about this whole process. Now, going back to something you said earlier, that the RICO statutes were being used against David DeLayden in some ways. Now, what that really means is it's as if David was a mobster, as if David was a part of the mafia and was, you know, intending to commit crime on the level of the mafia, and yet those laws were used against him because of his pro-life activities.
Absolutely, Jerry. You know, we're veterans of the Schneider case. That's how I got into this pro-life litigation field. It took 28 years, three trips to the U.S. Supreme Court fighting the RICO charges against Schneider. And these charges are just as baseless. And I remember saying early on in the Schneider case, you know, what are mobsters? They're people who are paid money to commit to kill.
Yeah.
You know? And who are the real mobsters here? You know, it's on the other side. It's a killing industry, and it's really awful. And it's the more people hear about it, it's just, insupportable to listen to some of this. And yet, that's what we folks have to do, is bring this out into the light and let people see the ugliness and evil of it. And at the same time, with, ultrasound, four-dimensional ultrasound and color, young people are seeing their infants earlier and earlier in pregnancy. And I think people are coming to realize that this abortion thing just got out of hand. And these are human beings, just as precious and real as babies born out of the womb. And life is a continuum. So I think the tide is turning, and I think what David has done, he's a courageous young guy, very bright. Imagine doing what he did and being among these doctors and surgeons and getting their respect that he was one of them, and has them in moments of candor. He doesn't hate them at all. He's a deeply devout Christian. He wants them to see the light, too.
Yeah.
They do realize what they're doing. When some of these videos that are suppressed come to light, people will see that.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? Despite the price that he is paying, in the courts and with all the oppression, and recently at his home ransacked by, you know, federal, or not federal, but by a state official in California, et cetera.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is, different states have been looking at the issue of should we or should we not continue to support Planned Parenthood in light of the baby body part trafficking. And many of them have actually ruled against Planned Parenthood in different states around the country. And this is directly his work.
You know, it's only the beginning. How many congressional committees have undertaken investigations of their own? We were subpoenaed to turn over even the suppressed videos. They did go to Congress. Some of them have been leaked out of Congress, but a good many are still under wraps. But there's a hearing coming up by the Select Committee on Infant Lives, a select committee that was formed when it was threatened to shut down the government. And that's how it was set up, and they're going to hold hearings, and this will be out in the open, how they made money. You know, they deny they make money. They say that's not profit, and even our federal judge, who's about as biased as, frankly, anybody could be, I think, to be frank about it, and said they didn't make money, and but it's clear they did, and that was the whole purpose of this, selling body parts, charging so much for each body part. I mean, that's not covering costs. That's selling a product for making money.
And the vast majority of this would be for research. So they would, the researchers or whatever, different laboratories, sometimes schools or hospitals would buy, let's say, a set of lungs from an unborn baby that's been killed. But they would abort the baby in such a way so that these lungs would be pristine, in that example, or the kidneys or the hearts or brains, et cetera.
Procedures. They're trying to create better specimens so they can charge more for them. It's just heinous, obscene. It's the kind of trade that harkens back to the slave trade, except, these human beings were killed, then sold.
Would the babies feel it?
Well, of course. This is a subject matter that is emerging now, that the evidence is, of course, they have a neurological makeup, and of course they feel pain. And, the screams are silent, as Dr. Nathanson used that title for in his famous video of an abortion way back two decades ago. Now we know so much more. And you can see the ultrasounds, the babies sucking their thumbs. I mean, they have a real life there. It's not pre-human either. It's very human at that moment. It's, as I say, life is a continuum, and people are coming to grips with that truth.
I guess because you're under a gag order, maybe I shouldn't even ask the next question I'm going to ask, but it appears that David has another series of videos that the world has not yet seen. They're not a part of that first release that's already out there, that's already been seen.
Yes.
Can you say anything about the series yet to come?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I can't describe the content.
Okay.
These are the NAF videos that have been, suppressed by the court in San Francisco.
What can you say about them?
Well, I can say that they're...
Are they powerful?
Very powerful and just awful. I mean, they're videos of private conversations and moments of candor between those who want to sell and those who want to buy the body parts.
Well, that's what the first series was like that, too, of course.
Well, there are more of that, and the terms are as vivid as ever. And then there are recordings of proceedings at the convention, with audience reactions to things that are said. So there's that series of videos, and he has others still. And, many of these were seized when the California law enforcement people, 11 of them, raided his home.
Right.
His home office. And he's assessing whether he has other copies or not. And eventually some of them may come out. I was just with him the day before the raid, and he was in the process of editing a new one. Well, that one is editorial, product was seized, but there may be other ways that he could still get some of these out. Right now, the focus is on this congressional hearing, and he's helping them, guiding them, and what to emphasize, because he's an expert in this, and they've got other experts, and this will be public exactly how did Planned Parenthood profit. And I think it'll put the lie to some of this cover-up that they're engaged in now with the help of a lot of officials who are, trying to, because Planned Parenthood is a huge political force in this country.
Oh, yeah.
They donate so
much money to the different candidates that are pro-abortion. I mean, I don't see people, how do liberals not see that? Remember the old follow the money and the old Watergate days? How do they not see
right.
that? I mean, it is so plain as day.
Well, they talk about corporate money. Well, there's Planned Parenthood is quite a corporate lender to political campaigns, and of course they also get a lot of money that from our tax dollars,
to make up
for what they spend.
And they have said that Ted Cruz is the biggest worry to them of them all, which speaks volumes to me about him. But that's enough. I won't inject any more politics. But what do you want to say in conclusion? Does David face potentially jail time? Does he face bankruptcy? What does he face?
Well, he certainly faces bankruptcy, but, he's a young man. He does... The money that he's taking in now, by way of contributions, that goes to legal defense. He's fearless, intrepid. That's not going to deter him in the slightest. The Houston charge, one of them is a felony charge that could draw a sentence of up to 20 years.
Wow.
We're moving to quash those indictments. If the indictments are not quashed, we have the Texas Criminal Council that we're joining down there, and we're going to mount an extremely aggressive defense. He was not only disclosing an obscene set of evil here, but he was, telling the world and bringing to the attention of law enforcement criminal misbehavior, and if the Texas prosecutors didn't want to see it, we'll show it to the world.
Wow.
Because it's loud and clear. And the same in California. If they indict him in California, they haven't yet, we'll certainly run into court, speaking metaphorically, guns blazing. I mean, we've got truth here. Our weapon is the
truth will prevail. ThomasMoreSociety.org. ThomasMoreSociety.org. Thank you so much, Tom, for being with us. God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.